me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And life. That's it. That's your responsibility on earth. That's it. And responsibility are two words. It's a compound word or a combination of two words. Respond and ability. Now, as a light worker, you have a reciprocal responsibility. Reciprocity. Reciprocal responsibility. That means you have to return what has been given unto you. Reciprocal, reciprocity. You have a responsibility. You have to respond to the calling that's on your life, and you have to respond by using your ability to defeat darkness. You have been given a weapon. You have been given a mighty weapon that if you yield it, if you yield your weapon, there is no challenge. There is no competition. There is nothing that can stop your weapon. If you yield it, that's it. There, who can stop a weapon of light? That's just like if I was to go turn on the light right now. I like to do a lot of things in the darkness because I'm the light.
But
if I was to turn on the light, guess what? The darkness in the room has to flee. Why? Because the darkness
comes
to you, not. You need to start yielding your weapon. Period. And be willing to yield that shit. Even if it takes that you gotta put a few demonstrations down to let motherfuckers know where you coming from. It just take one demonstration.
It take a weekly demonstration from midnight until 2 a.m.
It just take one person to be a class act fool. Just one person to step to you for you to just demolish their shit for them to see clearly that you're not playing. That's
oh, you know that's me. And that's what we've been doing on the 90.3.
Bataille des Normands, bataille des Verdun, la guerre Kosovo, la guerre dans le monde dérivé, sonné, yo yo!
Bataille en haut, yo yo! Bataille en haut, yo yo! Bataille en haut, yo yo! Bataille en haut, yo yo!
Bataille des Marengo, bataille des Normands, bataille Kosovo, bataille dans le monde dérivé, sonné. Des vivres sommés, yo yo!
Matayambo, yo yo! Matayambo, yo yo! Matayambo, yo yo! Matayambo, yo yo!
I was an introvert for all my life, and I'm
let me come.
I don't know what the title would translate, but that's kind of like my advice to people that really dig inside of you and see if you can, if that's really your true self. Because I don't think everybody's born an introvert. I don't think that's the nature of yourself.
You traumatized me.
I think the words introverts and extroverts have been psychologized by the psychologists for so long that people think it's natural. Introvertness and extrovert is not a natural thing, it's a man-made thing.
Yeah. I knew it! I'm gonna exert the cosmic wisdom beam. It's gonna extrovert into your brain. Coming down off that cocaine.
Yeah, feels nice. more like a label.
Dogma. Let's go for it and make it a dogma.
Okay.
Introvert, people like to hang out with the word I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
Posture social skills and don't know how to do it anymore. And it's a dogma.
Yeah.
I'm a dogma.
And a dogma you buy into it, because I did buy into it. And I call myself introvert for so long, and I started acting like that, of course. Because if you believe you're an introvert, you start acting like it.
Typical! Psychological symptoms.
Yeah.
But you were never that.
I feel very liberated.
It just takes one person who wants to be the demonstration. It just takes one person that you can just completely destroy. And just like in the 48 Laws of Power, Robert Greene said, when you destroy everything. You ain't plant. Listen, as a light worker, don't think that you can have mercy. If it comes to a point of war, there is no more mercy, because there's no more reasoning. When there's no more reasoning, then reasoning is all about the mercy. That's the mercy table right there. We can effectively communicate. We can tactfully or strategically communicate. That's reasoning. That's the place for mercy. That's the place for forgiveness. That's the place for being humble. That's the place for mercy. All of that. When you reason, you're at the table of reasoning. So that's when you use mercy. That's when you be humble. That's when you use tact. That's when you be diplomatic. That's when you be diplomatic. That's when you use diplomacy. When it passes a conversation of reason and there's no intelligent compromise that can be reached, then it's only war. And at the point of war, you need to be able to distinguish mercy from war. When it gets to the point of war, there is no more mercy at that point. It's just destroy. And when you destroy, you just destroy everything. You can't leave no room for nothing to even sprout back up. You gotta destroy everything. Just like when Nat Turner went around and doing a slave rebellion and he killed all of the slave masters. He didn't just go and kill the slave masters. He killed the whites. He killed the kids. He said, I'm gonna kill these motherfucking kids because these kids that grew up and try to be a slave owner.
La guerre dans le monde, priez yo yo, Le soleil, c'est le petit malade. Moi-même, pas savé, jamais, pas encore. Le soleil, sommeil, yo yo.
Matayango, yo yo. Matayango, yo yo. Matayango, yo yo. Matayango, yo yo.
Le soleil, c'est le petit malade. Jamais, pas encore. Moi-même, pas savé, jamais, pas encore. Le soleil, yo yo.
When you destroy everything. You can't leave shit there for it to come back and hunt you. So after it reaches the reasoning stage in this war, there is no more mercy. There is no more mercy. It's at war now. While we're reasoning, that's where it's the mercy is. We're at the mercy table. Now we can be diplomatic. We can exercise diplomacy. We can be humble. We can talk about it. We can yell about it, but we're still using diplomacy.
Better not
when
yell.
It surpasses the reasoning table, when it's clearly no effective, you know what I'm saying, or intelligent compromise that can be reached is war. And at that point, there is no more mercy. So as light workers, you have to be mindful of this, beloved, that when it's war, the mercy is out of the table. It's off the table now. Now it's at a point of no return. Now it's either you surrender and under the rules of engagement, because you surrender, you know what I'm saying? Now it's mercy. Or I destroy your shit all the way. But mercy is not a part of the conversation no more, because it went to a different process. It's in a different process now. It's out of the hands of mercy. Mercy was when we was reasoning and when we was talking and when we was, you know what I'm saying, we're still having that conversation of talk. If there's still dialogue there, then that's the place for mercy.
And you still come talking.
Amigo. How ye folks? Welcome to your programs.
It's just brandishing. That's it. And that's the mentality of the light worker. That's the mentality that you need to have, is that mercy is out of the window now. Thank you.
something to bump in the knees. One more time to show you the other one off. Everybody down there had enough. This is another man.
This is my final belief for love. Take me now, my witness is slow, and the horror of my death of your purple fox. My time is running out. I can wait no longer. I watch as you make love to others. Disgusting as it seems, it intoxicates me. You might say that I'm abused to the point where my blood increases, my heartbeat accelerates, and my mouth wallows uncontrollably. For I know that no man will ever love you like your purple fox. No man will ever kiss you this lifetime or the next, the way you and I kiss tonight. Take me now as I am, for I'm becoming confused what I stand for and desire. Tell me, thou, who I am, who I am, what I am, what am I?
And now it's destroyed you, it's destroyed all those who are with you, and it's without rhyme or reason. It's no consciousness there, because you made your decision to oppose the light. So now you have to get banished to the bottomless pits where you belong, where you will no longer return here and be a problem, period. You know what I'm saying? And you have to have that mentality where, you know what I'm saying, where that's not a problem. It's not a problem for me to talk to you. It is not a problem for me to kill you. I will kill you faster than look, I will rather kill you than shake your hand. But because I have a responsibility, I have to shake your hand before we go there.
Spirit phones, they leave you with a feeling warm
when you're in a room.
Sometimes you see orbs.
More than 12 years of trying to understand how we get programmed. I mean, everything is pointing out to trauma, like traumatizing human beings, especially at younger ages. It's like the basis of all our trouble is necessary. And clearly the educational system, the way religion is taught, it's all fabricated in a way that traumatizes human beings and programs them at a very early age to become like part of the machine and to,
Well, the big problem is programs. We've been programmed. You know, when you turn on a radio, you're hearing information. Mm-hmm. It's called a radio program.
Right.
When you turn on the television, you're learning information. It's called a TV program.
Right.
So we humans are being programmed every day. We just listen to the radio, we listen to television, we listen to all the media, and we are being programmed. And we're being programmed how to think and what to think and how to see things and how to look at everybody else. So we're being told how to live, and we're just ignorant humans. We have no control over anything. And the people who run the world believe that they own us and that we are their property, and that they treat us like animals, you know, like on a farm. And so that's what they look at us, like farm animals. So they keep us eating. They have to feed you. If you're going to stay alive, they have to give you food. They have to provide you with entertainment and television and entertainment and music. They have to give you a place to live. And so we do, farmers do the same thing for cows, to make sure they're fed, make sure they have water, make sure they have a place to sleep, and make sure that they are, that they have what they need. Why? Because we want them to grow, so they get bigger and bigger, and then when they grow, then we can sell them for money. and then they don't have to work for us anymore. They can work for McDonald's, and they can work for the hamburgers. And so that's what's happening, is that we have been misled into following our governments and our religions and our teachers and our schools. We've been misled to follow. And I don't like following anybody. I want to do my own thinking.
Right.
And so I was born and raised a Catholic. I was raised Catholic, and I understood when I was very young, Catholicism makes no sense to me at all. The church makes no sense. It's all politics and government. And you have to pay money, and you have to give them and take care of them.
Yeah.
And they don't have to do anything. They're clergy. They can just sit back and relax and smoke their cigarettes and watch TV. And they...
Oh, shines like a blast! Shine me up for you!
With Jordan Maxwell.
You don't have to do anything. You pay them. You're the one that brings the money.
Right.
So I learned that a long time ago. That's why I don't have any respect for religions. I do have a high respect for spirituality, but not religion. There's a big difference between the spiritualism and religion. Religion is government. That's all it is. It's just banking. It's a corporation.
They're banking your soul to trade on the moon. And you know I ain't joking. I know it sounds ridiculous, but pretty soon folks be choking on the truth. Thank you.
matter a vibration. This is heavier, denser, in the fourth dimension. But there are places just like this on the fourth plane where people are walking around, sitting around, going to lectures, going to dances, going to church.
I've been there.
You know, I mean, it's just like going to sleep and waking up one day in somebody else's house. Where am I? And then you suddenly see somebody that you know. And you forget you were down here. That's what dead is. That's all. Losing the awareness of the present condition. Becoming aware of another condition. That's what death is. If you have no spiritual awareness, you can go to a level where there is nothing on it but dark, where you can't see anything. So there may be other souls down there. One young girl had that experience with her father, who came back and told her, don't come down there where he was. We go to the next level of what we are aware of. Well, the spiritual personality that meditates and remains conscious of the idea of God, he or she goes to a plane where God is functioning on. You recall the quote that Dr. King stated when he got shot. He said, oh God. So we know he went up there on that simple amount of information.
Mary had a P.I.M.P.
know. She's a pimper's pie, she's a pimp's delight. And now she's gone and he's still left to carry on. It's so wrong, so wrong.
Excuse me, baby, but my name is Don Wanda, and I wonder if I could buy you a drink, because I got something I need to run on you.
Mary chose a pimp. She changed the name and moved out west. All her money went on his wardrobe and nothing less. She even bought his house while she lived in a motel room. Her days were spent alone with the comfort of a silver spoon. Mary had a pimp. So he can dress funny.
In your game on all the girls you meet. Fake diamonds on your fingers and Cadillac cars, trying to catch a girl at a local bar. So you catch her in your schooler and you teach her the game. Next thing you know, the girl is gone insane. Now she's lost at the cost of a chick she's turned. She's just another hoe who just been burned.
Oh, Mary had a pimp.
Lays down or gets in a spiritual position and brings his attention to Ajna and contemplates Ajna, and he goes to the plane that he sees, consciously leaving the body. Hazaran Inayat Khan, the Sufi master, a black man, laid down, took two deep breaths, and that is how he left the body. The spiritual master does not go through the gates. He leaves by the back of heaven. Sasuna, that little hole in the top of your head, we're going to get to that. A very meaningful spiritual faculty worthy of your effort to get open. I think one safe way to say that it is opening is when you see a spinning or turning in your third eye area, then you're seeing the activity of a chakra. But don't frown down at the power indication of spiritual energy in those areas. That means you have, when you see purple in your consciousness, that means you have power. That's the complexion of purple, the vibration of self. Whatever vibratory energy you see, you have that energy. It isn't just lights happening through you. Those are energies or spiritual consciousness coming from you. It is important to make the assessment that you already have power, that you already got. The psychological assumption is necessary in spiritual growth and development. Humility is not denial of your greatness, of your divinity, of your perfection. The real definitive form, a humble man, is a man who is all powerful, and he tiptoes off on the earth in fear of causing it to explode.
That's me, Brother Steve Freeman Hale!
Of diplomacy, there's rules of engagement. You see what I'm saying? That's the thing. For lack of knowledge, God's people are perishing. You have to learn the rules of engagement. There's rules of engagement. You see what I'm saying? There's rules of engagement. So, matter of fact, I think I might just go ahead and do a whole series on the rules of engagement, so that beings can really learn the rules of engagement. So it won't be no excuse, because. You know what I'm saying? Everyone has a right to, you know, everyone has a right to free will, unless their free will has been taken away from them, or unless their free will is invading the space of someone else. And then there's time for diplomacy. It's time for diplomacy. And if the diplomacy doesn't work, then it's time for war. So let's talk about the rules of engagement so that we can be clear here. Let's talk about the rules of engagement. Now, the rules of engagement is just fixed. It's really just fixed, because that's just the way it is in the universe. So the rules of engagement is this, is free will, free choice. Everyone has free will and free choice. And provided that that free will and free choice doesn't impose on the free will and free choice of the light side. Now, if your free will and free choice imposes on my free will and free choice, then that's when it's time for diplomacy. And that's the first step. The first step is confront the situation.
Who get drunk at night till the early morn? Tap dances at the party like it's going on. Bitches and niggas laying around, scoping each other down. I'm taking pictures at y'all at the fucking lounge. Man, niggas was getting drunk at the bar. I'm throwing Moet bottles. It's rowdy outside, I ain't signing shit. Duck low, bitch. I take your microphone. Your party bitches falling online with your fat ass nigga behind. You don't know who the fuck is here. I backsmack your ass, make pressure appear. Black, you love me knocking at your door. I dedicate that to your sores. Cause this
pick up,
dirty and it's stinking. Fuck you up,
happy little pew, so I was thinking.
I dropped you motherfucker niggas on the.
Come on,
letting you know that. Bitch nigga, don't store. You thought that I was weak, huh? Let me speak. My rhymes come funky to hear grandfather speak. So listen, mister, don't you ever forget. Rhyme dirty, you couldn't even clean it with Common or even Borax. Some shot Ajax, only mix with the.
You can't get this track.
Y'all niggas can't fuck. See you niggas, most of you strayer. From a thing civilization, don't understand a true nation. Go back like cold ovens and ice boxes.
Myrtle Avenue, L trains, Broadway blackouts, Brooklyn Zoo, keep history. Fam set trends, 500 years of hard working bodies. Voice boxes and shoddy, I'm moving parties, I'm sticking hotties. And all you fake mob guardies, I pull your skirt up. My shit's so bad, I wipe my ass with a
bag. Picking up the pieces, y'all niggas can't fuck with me.
Recognize he's a PIMP. You need to recognize. You need to recognize. Niggas need to recognize. Look,
Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. All y'all niggas loving me.
Mr. Courageous ODB. You need to recognize he's a PIMP. You need to recognize. You need to recognize. Bitches and niggas are recognized. Look.
Address it. That's the first step. That's the rules of diplomacy. I need to go to, you know what I'm saying, address the problem, confront the problem. That's the first rule of engagement. After you confront the problem with the people who be, then the negotiation starts. Now we can strategically and tactfully agree upon an intelligent compromise. Those are the rules of engagement. Doing the conversations of reasoning, you see what I'm saying? There's mercy involved, there's humbleness involved, there's even grace. See, you have to be able to be willing to give grace when you're at the table of reasoning, because you're dealing with all kind of different beings. So you can't confuse passion with bullshit. Like people passionately speak out. Like I'm a passionate person. I passionately speak out. And people might perceive my passion as being angry. Just like, you know, I know people who are passionate. That's why when they speak out and they express themselves, I don't confuse it. I'm wise. So I know they just speaking out of passion. You know, might think that they angry or they rageful, but I just see it as passion. They just speaking out of passion. That's just their prerogative. We're still in the reasoning process. You know what I'm saying? However the fuck we reason, that's how we reason. I'm an adult. We can deal with whatever situation. That's not a problem. I'd have been in the wilderness with wild beasts. I had to go into the wilderness in order to get my wolf. I had to go into the wilderness in order to get my bear. So I'm not all of that passion. You can't confuse passion. You have to be able to. That's when the grace comes in. At when you're still in the at the table of reasoning, there's all kind of different shit that's gonna pop up. There's gonna be disagreements. There's gonna be disagreements, strong disagreements. There's gonna be miscellaneous threats. That you can't confuse them as being real. You just have to see it as being what it is. All right, I recognize that you might be passionate about this situation right now. Because we're still in the first, this is the rules of engagement. Because we have to go through the process of rules of engagement before we get to war, I'm not going to misconfuse. I see that that's passion.
Make a doorstep and a finger snap. Everybody gonna say, how did you do that? I did it. It was the same with my connection to the cosmic wisdom beam. It flows through me.
It flows through me like a stream.
And it would seem no diabolical scheme.
No.
To knock me off my path. He's gonna succeed in doing all of that. Now the chance stays.
Gangsta man, he don't give a care whether you live.